And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating. Sometimes you'll hear me use sayings or phrases that originate from less than excellent sources. For those who find this offensive, my response is simple. Get over it. The first topic we're going to cover is called Project Get Her Done. The primary goal of most teachings is to help people draw closer to the Lord. As people draw closer to the Lord, they reflect His image more. But sometimes, instead of merely saying you can do it, you have to assertively just do it. Okay? Three references in that on one. That's pretty good. Next, another timeless piece by my friend, Pastor Ray Bentley, who is happier than I am. Thanks a lot, Ray. Ray discusses the power of compassion. I miss Ray in our conversations. No, we can't communicate with the saints, and that's not scriptural. However, we can recognize that the departed saints are doing awesome. To depart and be with Christ is far better. In the meantime, Ray continues to teach all of us. What we discover is that compassion releases the power of the Holy Spirit. Ooh. And finally, as we close out this week's show, we take a clue from King Hezekiah. We discover the very things Hezekiah shared with the people strengthened them and boosted their confidence. What could be more powerful than heading into the weekend strengthened in our confidence by words of wisdom? We taught part of this scripture last week under the title To Do and Not to Do, but the next portion of the verse is the secret sauce that I want you to hear. It's what we need to remember in every encounter. We will examine and rejoice because of it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice, nice. Politics, not nice. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So our internet's not working. So our HMIM app is not working. The KAAM app is not working. This is radio, and it's not perfect. That's the way it goes. But here's what we do have. We want to know what you think. And if you're hearing my voice, you can reach out to us. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. See, it has a David and then a little A with a little circle around it. HeMustIncrease.org. He must increase, coming from John 3:30. You'd also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
Isn't that the best?
Yes, it is. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir. You got any big plans this weekend?
No. Nope, just relaxing.
Isn't that nice, though? That's like the nicest thing. It's like, you know what I got to do? Nothing. Okay, that's
sit at home, watch movies.
Watch movies?
It's not football season anymore.
Yeah, almost out of this football season.
Well, for college.
Yeah, well.
NFL will be Sunday. It's a big game there. Talk about.
Yep, we're going to talk about that in Jake's Take. We'll get to that, not in this segment, but in the next segment. So, a couple things we want you to know about the show. If you've got a prayer request, this is an excellent time to bring it. Why? Because we take our faith, and maybe I got a quarter of faith, maybe a quarter's worth. Maybe you got a quarter. Maybe Jake's got a quarter. Maybe Jennifer's got a quarter. Don's got a quarter. You start adding up all those quarters, guess what? You start getting into dollars. You start getting into dollars, you start getting into higher levels of faith. Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's have a collective faith petitioning the Lord and asking for his help. Praise reports. If you have an opportunity to share something that the Lord has done for you, you need to take advantage of that. The redeemed of the Lord say so, which is a way of saying that the redeemed of the Lord tell people, I've been redeemed by the Lord. This situation, my life, this whole circumstance that needed a miracle. Every time you share that, you honor God. And every time somebody hears that, it encourages them. So you have that opportunity to share a praise report or to ask for a prayer request. It can be something the Lord has shown you, just something small. It doesn't have to be a major deal. It's not much of a kvetch fest. There's many excellent places to really get into the nitty-gritty on certain things. On our show, we just have this little minor philosophy. Let's encourage each other. As the day of the return of Jesus Christ gets closer and closer, Hebrews 10:25, because we need to. And that's what the scripture tells us to. We also do Bible trivia. And people ask me, why do you do so much Bible trivia? We've done, this is our 1,200th show. We're closing in on, just think about that, 1,200 shows. And we do 5 trivia questions a show, right? So 5 trivia questions times 1,200 is, I think it's like 6,000. This is off the top of my head. So let me verify. Is that right? 6,000? Is that 5?
Breaking out the calculator right now.
Breaking it out right now. So 5 times 1,200. I think it's 6 grand. What do you say? What does the calculator say?
60.
No, 1,200, not 12. You're terrible. You're so big.
It's 6,000.
We've done 6,000 trivia questions. That's a lot. Here's one for you right now.
That was a good answer, though. Very funny, by the way.
You're trying to get you.
You're really coming into your own on some of this stuff. I want to point that out to you. That is pretty funny. Okay.
6,000 trivia questions.
6,000 trivia questions. Who ascended to heaven in a whirlwind? Not who spoke from the whirlwind. We know that one. Who ascended into heaven in a whirlwind? Was it Elijah? Was it Elisha? Or was it Enoch? Elijah, Elisha, or Enoch. You're looking at 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. Somebody is calling in. We will give them that opportunity. After that, we will do our DNA, and then I'm going to remember to send you to the website because I keep forgetting. You know, it's the worst thing in the world. We live off of donations from people. I am so bad at that, I forget to ask. People are like, you know nothing about money. I can't even remember to ask for money. Are you kidding? All right. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hello, Will Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm calling to encourage everybody that's listening.
Amen, brother. That's a blessing to hear. That's exactly what we want. What a blessing you are. Thank you for doing that. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll set it up and you hit it out, okay? All right, here we go. Who ascended to heaven in a whirlwind? Was it Elijah, Elisha, or Enoch?
Well, I thought it was in a chariot, but I believe it was Elijah.
That is correct, sir! It was actually in a whirlwind that he went up. Up, though the chariots were there, but he rose up in a whirlwind. So it was just fascinating because that's how he took to that. God used a whirlwind to speak to Job. And I was just talking to somebody about that today. And you see, Elijah's whirlwind was just one that circumferenced him. It just circled him. The whirlwind that God spoke out of to Job was one that circled God. Now, which one do you think was bigger? That's great. Anyway, brother, are you doing good?
It blew off his mantle and knocked it down to Elisha.
That's right. Exactly. It's pretty powerful, right? And that's exactly how it went. And you got to see him disappear into the heavens and got his double portion. That is right.
Somewhere I also heard that mantle is basically the same thing as a prayer shawl.
You know, that's a good question. I can't speak to that. I think that it could be. Some people think it's more of a wearing thing. Some people think it's more of a stick, kind of like a holding thing. I don't know if I would know the difference if somebody showed it to me face to face, because I just, you know, I don't use any of that. So I just don't know. Good question, though. Oh. Great thought. Hi, you're doing. You got any plans for the weekend?
Keep worshiping the Lord.
Amen, brother. Thank you for being a blessing. I appreciate you.
And I wish you Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you as well, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we say Merry Christmas around here. You don't like it? There's a knob. You can change. Is that terrible? All right, Elijah. That's the one who was sent into the whirlwind. So we're going to do two things. We're going to do our DNA, and then sometime today, I'm going to have Jacob remind me to send you to the website so we can ask you for money. But first, let's do our DNA. DNA stands for our building blocks and how we exist and function in our lives as Christians, as we go through each cycle and each journey and each encounter with the Lord. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with a guy in the sky. Boom. Done. Thank you. That's simple. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, ever be ashamed of what Jesus has to say. What's amazing is that the press and the media take parts of Jesus's words and then slash them all together, and they're completely out of context. Just ignore that. Just don't be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Stand firm in your confidence in the truth. After all, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which is a really awesome way of saying be like Jesus. You want to be like Jesus? Don't just think about yourself. You know, Jesus, he could have thought about himself. He could have thought about himself when he was going through the crucifixion process. He could have called on legions of angels to come and help. He didn't just think about himself, did he? He was thinking about you and me. That's what he was thinking about. So here's my challenge. Be like Jesus. Don't just think about you. Think about other people. Think about how they're doing, what they're going through. Walk with them. Be a part of them. That's what God wants of us. That's our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. All right, now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change it up just a little. I'm not going to do what I was originally going to do because I'm doing something different, because I never really do whatever I'm going to do, so it doesn't matter. Here we go. I want to do this teaching first, then we'll exit, then we'll come back. We're going to do a trivia question, plus send you the website, plus Jake's take. But here, listen to this. This is 1 Chronicles 22:18-19. I want you to hear this. Okay? The Lord your God is with you, isn't he? Hasn't he given you rest on every side? For he has handed the land's inhabitants over to me, and the land has been subdued before the Lord and his people. Now determine in your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Get started building the Lord God's sanctuary so that you may bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant and the holy articles of God to the temple that is to be built for the name of the Lord. I want you to listen to this. This is so good. 1 Chronicles 22:18-19. He's with you, right? The scripture says the Lord your God is with you, isn't he? That's what 1 Chronicles 22:18 says. The Lord your God is with you, isn't he? Look at Romans chapter 8. If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? Is his name Emmanuel, God with us? Did Jesus say in Matthew 28, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age? He's with you. So what's the response? Determine in your mind and heart to seek the Lord God. Determine means to devote. I mean, just devote, to seek, to set, to dedicate your mind and your heart to pursue him. You will never have the wrong answer if your answer is more of God in your life. You will never make the mistake of making a bad decision in the process of pursuing more of God. every time you pursue more of God, it is the right thing. And we are supposed to seek the Lord, determine within ourselves. We are supposed to like, nope. I'm going to seek God with my mind and heart. Your mind is where you think. Your heart is where you feel. Keep that in mind. And then start building whatever it is the Lord has set before you. Here, this is why I'm calling this, get this, Project Get Her Done. Get Her Done. There you go. Going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
My entire life, of course, I mean, you know, my career used to be the, you know, the only thing I cared about, you know, in a sense, and now my family is my priority. So I still love my career and I love what I do for a living, but it keeps me grounded because, you know, the primary thing for me now is making sure that, you know, I've got a active and healthy family life.
You know, it's our privilege. We want you to know how much we appreciate it. I think your talent is undersold in the context that it's not promoted enough. I think some of your stuff is just anything that makes me laugh, especially the way the world is now, anything that makes me laugh, I love. I think it's gold. So I think you've done a lot of gold. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I just want to give Will Rogers props. So he answered that trivia question. He did get it right, but he did say, hey, I thought there was a chariot involved. And he's right, there was, but it wasn't what brought Elijah up. Let me just make sure everybody understands that. Here's what the text says. It says, so he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be so. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it happened as they continued and talked. Suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. So he was right about the chariot, but the chariot didn't take him up. The chariot is what separated Elijah and Elisha. Just helping you understand what those differences are. Here we go with our next trivia question. How did Gideon elect or select his army? Was it the people that were drinking water, the people that were running, or the people that were shooting well? How did Gideon select his army? Was it the people that were drinking water? Was it the people that were running fast, or was it the people that were shooting well? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us and call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. I am going to send you up to the website, because if I don't, we're never going to get enough money to keep this ministry going, because I'm so good at this. Okay. That's a little sarcasm. Okay, that was a lot of sarcasm. Let me say that. So if you're calling in, you're going to have to hang on, because I'm sending you up to the website. Here's the deal on the website. There's a lot of stuff up there. There's opportunity for praise reports and for prayer requests. There's access to the 4,500 hours of podcasts. There's just a ton of stuff that's available there. Plus, I also want you to be aware of this, and that is, on the giving side of things, we've added a fourth system of giving. So you have PayPal, you can do it by credit card, you can do it by check, and there's a new one on the website. It's really easy. I mean, it asks for super easy. That's all I'm going to tell you. And the only thing is, it emails you a receipt. So if you do get that, you just want to check your spam box to make sure that you can access it. But it's super duper easy. It usually takes people about 20 seconds. If you want to give, awesome. If you don't, the Lord bless you. I just want the Lord to bless everybody that engages with us and that we can engage with. That's what our goal, to be an encouragement. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy. Do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. If you give unto the Lord, it's unto the Lord. And the Lord knows how to handle it. Get it? All right. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
That's right. There's no basement at the Alamo. Somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Don, David. I hadn't talked to you in a while.
How are you, Don? How's things going for you?
Hey, I am so busy. We're getting ready for this super concert and at our church, First Baptist, and I wish y'all would come. It is awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Tell people what's the First Baptist website, right? They can get that information?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So check out the first. Do you know what the website is off the top of your head? I'm sure it's, you type in First Baptist Dallas, it's going to come up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's all you have to do.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. Are you ready for the triv, brother?
I hope so.
All right. I'm going to set it up, and then you can hit it out of the park. So let me set it up first. Here we go. How did Gideon select his army? Did he do it by the people that were drinking water, the people that were running fast, or the people that were shooting well? Which one is it?
It was how they drank water.
That is correct, Amundasa!
Yes. I thought that was so cool when I read that years ago. And I mean, I read the Bible every year, but every time I get to that part, I always think that's so cool.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You almost like feel like God's like going, okay, I'm really going to show you this is me, and I'm going to do it in such a way as you're going to think this is crazy. And it's like, exactly. And then God puts him in this position where there's only 300 against an army of well over 112,000. And it's like, there's no way. There's no way. And it's like, that's exactly what God wanted. He wanted them to say there's no way, so that it would have to be a miracle that made it happen.
That's because it's God, brother.
Yeah. Amen, God. Bro. Amen. It's great to hear from you. I love hearing your voice. Good
well,
job.
Y'all have a happy Christmas and just I can't do an advertisement on your
well,
radio, but
for firstdallas.org/events. There
and
you go.
And it's awesome.
Okay,
it's
there you go.
It's gonna be awesome.
There you go,
all
brother.
Right, thank you. God bless you. Love you, brother.
You too, bro. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We do have fun around here, don't we? I mean, it is part of it. I mean, you know, you don't want the entire walk to be, woe is me. It's my birthday. I've got nothing to say on that. Let me get into this one. This is great. I want you to catch this. It's really important. I really like this. We're going to do a Pastor Ray's in the next segment, but this one is really, I think, very encouraging, so I want you to hear it. This is 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 10 through 12. So I'm just bopping all over the place because it's, you know, it's DDDDD afternoon. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day. This is 2 Kings 7, 10 through 12. It says this, the diseased men went and called to the city's gatekeepers and told them, we went to the Aramean camp, and there was no one was there, no human sounds. There was nothing but tethered horses and donkeys, and the tents were intact. The gatekeeper called out the news, and it was reported to the king's household. So the king got up in the night and said to his servants, let me tell you what the Arameans, what they're doing to us. They know we're starving, so they've left the camp to hide in the open country, thinking we're going to come out of the city, and then they're going to come and take us alive. Listen to what the king is trying to say. The men went and said, look, there's nobody left there. There's tethered horses. There are tons of profit. There's tons of bounty. We can all get it. But the king is like, no, no. This whole thing is a setup. The whole thing is set up. They're gonna come out of the city. They're going to take us alive. Now, I want you to hear what I'm about to say to you. This is really, really important. The diseased men find a bounty. They tell the king, listen to what I'm going to say, the king is disappointed with God and won't believe that anything good could be coming. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? The king is, now I got about 2 extra minutes I'm going to do on this one. The king is disappointed with God and he won't believe that anything good could be coming. That is an attitude that demonstrates distrust in God, and it's a sin. People are like, I didn't commit adultery. No, but you think that God's just going to do nothing but blast you? You think that's less of a sin? Well, I didn't steal anything, so distrusting God in your mind is less of a sin? Imputing that God's character is awful is less than a sin? Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. This idea that people are waiting for the other shoe to drop is something that has to be dropped. There is nothing. God doesn't go, I'm going to bless them, but now that I've blessed them, now I'm going to take a ton of flesh out of them. I mean, how sadistic do you think God is? And if you do, then it's your fault. And I'm saying that for real. God will bless you, and there's nothing attached to it. And some people will get blessed by God, and then something happens a week later, and they go, see, it's not even connected. It's like, okay, how about stepping up to maturity and everybody stop being whiny babies and recognize the Lord blesses us, and that's it. And if we are operating out of this disappointment with God and don't believe that anything good from God can be coming, we're operating in sin. And that proves our distrust in God. Again, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. That should be our expectation, our confidence in God. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand this but I want to get this specific scripture, and it's really important. It's Romans chapter 4, verse 18 through 21. It says this, against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it was said, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Hey, it was not an impossibility. God gave him a promise when he was 75. It didn't get to fulfilled until he was 100. 25 years between promise and fulfillment. God made sure he was good and dead before the promise came about, so that when Isaac was born, everybody knew, it's amazing. It's a miracle. Exactly. And it wasn't that Abraham didn't know he was old. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, 99 before the conception took place, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. It doesn't say that Abraham went through this and turned around and yelled at God and complained. He gave glory to God. He knew God could do this. And he believed that the promise that God had given him was important. And he held on to that, even though facing the fact, the circumstance was completely wiped out. Guess what? God showed up. I'm telling you right now, you can tell me all you want about circumstances and situations and your feelings and your processes, but I am telling you, when God shows up, according to Scripture and according to testimony, to the law and to the testimony, the Scripture says, to the prophets and to the testimony, here's what you got to be aware of. When God shows up, changes everything. And you're thinking, well, will that happen for Easton Scott? I hope so. But guess what? If my daughter spends her whole life believing, and Easton's whole life believing, that God can step in and this can change and that may yet happen, she's not done a bad thing. She's raised a child with this gracious hope. If God decides not to do that, instead of complaining about it, it's about giving glory to God, believing that he knows what is in our best interest, even when we don't understand. And yes, I get it. There are tough things. I went through a myriad of tough things, and I'm surprised. First of all, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. Second of all, I'm surprised that the Lord brought me through any of them. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. But he did it anyway. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Nice catch by Roger again that the teaching and the fill went together. Good pickup, brother. And I do want to say, since we don't have the internet, we're still having fun, still doing a great show, having a blast. Why? Because God is awesome. And every time we connect, it's just cool. That's why. I have a trivia question. After the trivia question, I am going to send you up to the website again. And the reason is we are down in funds, but I can't keep forgetting.
There's something wrong with me there.
And I'm sure it's psychological or something else or some other weird thing, but doesn't matter. So I'm going to do a trivia question, send you up to the website again, but do it pretty fast. Here we go. Listen to this trivia question. Challenging, challenging. We're not going to blow the horn, but challenging, challenging. Here we go. What were the animals that did not enter the ark? The cattle, the birds, or the fish? What were the animals that did not enter the ark? The cattle, the birds, or the fish? If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website and just remind you this. There is an opportunity on the website to give, and we will say this nicely. Please do so. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Yeah. That's my comment to that. Yeah, there you go. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Gary. I'm sorry the internet's not working for people to use the app, but I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad that you're on the phone. Here we go, brother. I'm going to set it up. And then, of course, I want to pray for you and just ask the Lord to bless you. How have you been feeling? About the same?
About the same. And when we pray, if we could just pray not just about health, but about things in general. I've got some other things.
Got other things going on? You got it, man. I will dive into that for sure. Okay? All right, let's do the trivia first, and then we'll go to that. What were the animals that did not enter the ark? Was it the cattle, the birds, or the fish?
I believe it'd be the fish.
That is correct, Armando!
They had plenty of water to swim around in.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the one thing that the ark would not be helpful for is, well, this is our home. It's like, we just have more of it right now. That's all. Yeah. That's what it is. All right, well, I want to pray for you some other things. You got other issues going on, so I'll pray for your health and the other things. Let's bring it to the Lord. He knows every one of those needs, Gary, and can meet every one of them. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We love our brother Gary. We ask for your blessings on his life. He does petition, and we do petition with him for healing power. We're not shy on that at all. We don't have any reservation. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals, Exodus 15:26. And so we're asking you to be that for him in his life. But there's other issues he's got going on too. And Lord, I do concentrate a lot when I'm praying for him on his health. But he has other things that need to be taken care of, things that are external, things that are internal, things that are going on in life. And you know every single one of those needs, and not one of them escapes you. You know the number of hairs that are on his head. You know every ounce of frustration, of pain, and of victory that he goes through. And we ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you would meet his needs and that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we're asking you, according to your own word and your own generosity. We pray that you bless him in these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you, and God bless you, and happy holidays.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Excellent call by our brother Gary. We just love it. Just people are great. Okay, we are going to do Jake's Take. We do have to do a pickup on that, so let's do Jake's Take. Now, for those that don't really understand Jake's Take, just put up with it. It's just the nicest way to say that. What do you got on Jake's Take today?
Well, we have a big game Sunday between the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles.
How big of a game is this? Is this a changer for the playoffs? Is this the game changer?
Yes. So right now the Eagles are up one game on the Cowboys in the NFC East division. So, and Cowboys are at home, so if they win Sunday, then it's tied and they split. So this is huge for the Cowboys. I would say it's not a must-win, but if they lose Sunday against the Eagles, there's a good chance they don't win the division. And they'll still make playoffs, but they'll have to go on the road for the playoffs. Yep.
Wow. And I think I am aware that Detroit plays the Bears. Is that correct? I think they're playing the Bears.
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah. So
yeah. So that should be a win there. Detroit bounced back.
That was a big bounce back, I will say. Yeah, that was a good one. That was
bounce back beating the Saints, unfortunately.
What's good is when they play on Sunday is it's not Thanksgiving, so they actually have a chance to win.
Right, right.
Okay, there you go. All right, here we go. Into this from our brother, Pastor Ray. Great job, by the way. This is something Ray wrote. It's called What's Following You? Ooh, I love that. This stuff's so good. All right. I'm going to read it. If I first person it, it's not on purpose. Okay. This is Ray writing. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. Matthew chapter 20, verse 34. One of the ways Jesus showed his love was by taking the time to listen. Asking questions and listening to people opens hearts, allowing the Holy Spirit to work. Compassion releases the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, listen to that. Compassion releases the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had compassion on the multitudes, and the people were healed and fed. Compassion creates an atmosphere for miracles. It might not be a physical miracle, like the healing of blind eyes, though it certainly could be. A healed heart, spiritual eyesight, or the ability to see the need for salvation also requires a miracle. When we have compassion for others, we are emotionally engaged and moved to do something. Jesus had compassion on the two blind men in Jericho and touched them. He did not always touch people when healing them. Sometimes he just gave the word. In the case of the centurion's servant, Matthew 8:8-13, he healed from a distance. Miracles cannot be reduced to a technique. Miracles cannot be reduced to a technique. They are not something you learn. A miracle is certainly not something to do for its own sake or for a show or on demand. But the sons and daughters of the King of the universe, that's who we are. We have the delegated authority from Jesus. As ambassadors of the kingdom, we have the kingdom's backing. When we align with God's will, we can pray and release the word of God for healing and others' needs. In compassion, we could lay hands on people and command sickness to leave in Jesus' name. We're not the healers. He is. He does what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. I'm going to say that again. This is from Ray. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. But he has stated that miraculous signs will follow those who believe. Mark 6:17. Wouldn't it be fun to turn around and with spiritual eyes see a bunch of miracles following us, just waiting to be released, waiting for us to act in faith to what Jesus tells us to do? People are desperate for compassion. Ask the Lord to open your spiritual eyes to see the needs of others, and then see what could be following you. It could be miracles. Wow! How about that for a line? Wow! What Ray is really stressing, and I love when he says things, it's not God does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. Now, if we could just learn that in every aspect of life, we'd all be doing better. But what he's pointing out is there is this atmosphere that is created in faith, that is created in compassion, that is created with the heart and mind of God at the center of it all. God has compassion on people. That compassion manifests in many ways. If you said yes to Jesus Christ, God had compassion on you. If you have ever had a prayer answered, God has extended his compassion to you. If you've ever been helped by God or in his kingdom or his people, that is God extending his compassion to you. You have experienced the compassion. You might not have thought of it in those terms, but that's what it is. And that compassion compels us. It moves upon us. And if we could capture the compassion that God has, we would see a lot more of God's activity in our lives and in the people's lives around us. Ask him. This is just the brilliant thing he said there. It's just ask. Ask to have that heart, to have those spiritual eyes of compassion. And then watch the miracles. Get it? Okay. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just being honest, right? Because I'll pull from – I'm Jewish. I was trained well, and you pull from multiple directions. This was one of those things. So I kind of needed to recognize that sometimes I'm obnoxious, and I need to make up for it. And the whole point of me telling you this is –
sometimes you will do things that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, but because you didn't have the right spirit going on when it happened, you need to make up for it. Now, by that, I mean this. So Noelle found out yesterday that she had to get up at 4:30 this morning because the president of, quote unquote, the company was coming in because they were doing a remodel, and her section was one of the sections that are being remodeled. So she had to be at work at 6 in order to be there. Okay? All right. So now I'm not in the doghouse or anything. I just, you know, feeling like I could have done better. So you know what I did? And I'm telling you this for a reason. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I sat with her for about a half hour while she was getting ready, right? And I encouraged her because I knew she was really tired. And then she went to work, and I went back to bed for at least an hour and a half until the dog said, "That's enough out of you. Get up." You know, that was a whole separate thing. The reason that I bring it up is not because I did something brilliant. That's exactly not the case. In fact, the reason that I had to make it up is because I didn't do something brilliant. But it dawned on me that it is okay, or not okay, but it's probably right for you and I when we're in relationships and we do something that's a little far off, or maybe not as authentically Christian as we generally need to be, that we're allowed to make up for it. And so what I was trying to do was communicate with her, "I love you. I'm kind of sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm totally sorry because I'm up at 5 a.m. that I wasn't like nicer about the whole thing." And so whatever happened by getting up at 5 in the morning last night went bye-bye. And my point in making that sharing that with you is simply sometimes we can do things that is a way to say I'm with you without doing a whole bunch, and that will just make some of the dumber things less painful or less dumb.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. At the end of chapter 1 in the book of Acts, what did the group of Jesus' disciples and followers decide? What did they figure out by casting lots? What did they figure out? Number 1, who would replace Judas Iscariot as apostle? Number 2, where each disciple would go and begin establishing churches? Or number 3, who would take out the garbage? At the end of chapter 1, what did the group of Jesus' disciples and followers decide by casting lots? Who would replace Jesus or Judas Iscariot as apostles? Number 1. Number 2, where each disciple would go to begin establishing churches? Or number 3, who would take out the garbage? That's your question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do history real fast. Let's do history.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
I feel in my heart it is no coincidence that on this 1200th show of the David Spoon Experience based out of Dallas, that it is also National Brownie Day. Come on. Come on.
I mean, this perfectly lines up.
It is absolutely ordered from the Lord. Okay, well, maybe not from the Lord. It is absolutely ordered. Okay? Today is National Brownie Day. It is our 1200th show. I think that's pretty much all I got to say about history. There's just nothing else to say. It's 1200th show, National Brownie Day. Congratulations. There you go.
That day won't be topped.
That's it. It doesn't get better than that. I'm not even going to try and let it get better than that. I got nothing better than that. There you go. Number 2, I'm going to repeat the trivia question, then we're going to do a joke. This is my 1200th show. I got to have all of it in here. Your trivia question, pretty straightforward, I think, and you got to listen because I don't think everybody's listening. At the end of chapter 1, what did the group of disciples, of Jesus' disciples and followers, decide by casting lots? Number 1, who would replace Judas Iscariot as apostle? Number 2, where each disciple would go to begin establishing churches? Or number three, who would take out the garbage? There you go. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Okay? All right. I got a couple of jokes. Let's see if you guys can appreciate these. Here we go. First one, mother to her children. Kids, what are you arguing about? David. He's one of the kids. See, David. Oh, there isn't any argument. Lisa thinks I'm not going to give her half of my candy, and I think the same thing. See? See?
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Okay. Gabe, why are you down? Mike, what's the matter? Mike, my sister said she wouldn't talk to me for 2 weeks. Gabe, well, why does that upset you? Mike, because today's the last day. All right, you can answer that caller, and then I'll do my last joke, and here's the last joke, okay? All right.
This is so funny.
If you're a parent, you should really appreciate this, okay? A man was purchasing a fountain pen. I suppose this is supposed to be a surprise, sir, asked the clerk. This fountain pen that you're buying for your son, is this a surprise? The man replied, oh, yes, it is a surprise for my son. It's my son's birthday, and he asked for a new car. Instead of a car, he gets a fountain pen. Come on. All right. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joyanne.
Hello, Joyanne.
Your question.
Oh, it's so nice of you to do so. You ready for the question?
Yes, thank you on this 12,000th show. Congratulations. 12,000th. I can hardly say it. Tripping over my tongue. So, yes, let me answer.
All right, here we go. At the end of Acts chapter 1, what did the group of disciples decide by casting lots? Was it that someone would replace Judas? Was it that each disciple would begin his own church? Or that one of them would take out the garbage?
Okay, well, it's definitely number one. Who would replace Judas?
That is correct, Amanda! You are right, although I like the garbage one. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. And can I answer who that man was?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. Please go ahead. Who was the disciple?
Yes, it was Matthias. And one reason I better know that is I have a great nephew who has that name.
Oh, that's you are obligated to know that then. That is an entirely different scenario. Mm-hmm. You must know.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. David. And we are praying for Al and Lori in the loss of her mama.
Yep.
And prayers for Ace and Remy. Oh, and Samson's request, everybody. And I love that Don called in to remind people if they want to hear some glorious Christmas music at First Baptist Dallas. Like you said, go to firstdallas.org/events.
There you go.
And we're going to go hear them, my sisters and I. We're excited that we'll get to see them. So blessings. Love you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. God bless you guys. You're awesome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Cordelia and Joyanne laying it out for us. Very, very nice work. It's very good because my very last teaching is a very short teaching, so that works out just perfectly. I think I have about 3 minutes left. I think if that is correct. Oh, sure it is. Here we go. This is 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 13. It's a great way to end this weekend and a great way to go into this weekend. Here's what the text says. But one of his servants responded, please let the messengers take 5 of the horses that are left in the cities, and the messengers are like the whole multitude of Israelites. They're going to die if we don't check it out. So please let's send them and see. That's the key right there. All of Israel was going to starve. One of his servants responded, please, let's take 5 of the horses that are left in the city. This is like the whole multitude of Israelites. We're all going to die. So let's send the horses out and see. What is it they wanted to see? They needed to see if what the people, the guys that were diseased, were telling them the truth. And that is, there's a whole bounty waiting. And so the reasoning was, we're going to die anyway. Let's take a shot at it. So let's use Wayne Gretzky's, and it is Wayne Gretzky's line, and he does deserve the credit, that we will miss 100% of the shots that we don't take. If you don't take the shot, you never know. So what does that have to do with Christians? Everything. Because most Christians were like, well, I'll do this if God does A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. And God's like going, do it. Remember the children of Israel were standing at the sea, and then Moses goes, wait and see what the Lord's going to do. And the Lord's like, how about taking a step, people? And when they took the step, then the waters opened. See, what we want is the waters to open first. What God wants us to do is take the step. What we want is to walk on the water first. What God wants us to do is put our leg over the side of the boat. We want God to make it so that it doesn't take faith. God makes it so that it must take faith. You think, well, why does he do that? Because that is the vehicle he has chosen to please him. Your faith in God's grace. Stop being weak in grace. Stop being weak in all of it. Be strong in the grace, in the kindness, in the mercy of God. For he loves you and you and you too. All right, folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one-half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give me. Thanks a lot for all the ways that you have carried. Love me more than I understand, and I want to tell you
thank you. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.